Manu Patra alerts dated the 26th of October 2017. Supreme Court has refused permission to Jay Prakash Associates Limited to hive off the rights of Yamuna Expressway, which connects Greater Noida with Agra in Uttar Pradesh, to pay off troubled home buyers. Delhi High Court has upheld the order of ITA that the value of land is declared and assessed under subsection 4 of section 7 of Wealth Tax Act could not be adopted as market value of the asset as on the 1st of April 1981 for purposes of computing taxable gain under the Income Tax Act. Madhya Pradesh High Court has held that government servants did not violate Rule 5 of Central Civil Services Conduct Rules 1964. By meeting RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat in Jabalpur during the local body elections in year 2015. Kerala High Court has held that Bar Council cannot insist that a retired employee should pay back the amount which he had withdrawn from the welfare fund upon joining government service for re-enrolling as an advocate after retirement. Allahabad High Court has dismissed a plea challenging recovery proceedings initiated against a borrower firm, which challenged recovery proceedings on the ground that due to demonetization and imposition of GST, it suffered loss in business and could not pay loan installments to the bank. Government has said insolvency resolution plans, such as sale and transfer of assets, do not require approval from shareholders or the company as the law provides a detailed process from the receipt of the resolution plan to approval by the adjudicating authority. NCDRC has held the Postmaster General in Chandigarh and Lodhi Road in New Delhi guilty of deficiency in service for failing to deliver the application forms of two law graduates to Delhi High Court Registrar in time, leading to the applicants losing chance of participating in judicial service exam. Central government has extended due date for filing ITC 04 for details of goods capital goods sent to job worker and received back.